really what happens. You pay $10,000 in taxes, and we're going to increase 2%. They apply that 2% to the $10,000 and think that's a big number when it's not. It's 10% of a fourth of that number. And understanding it will help us a lot, because a lot of comments are made because they misunderstand that darn bill.
Thank you. Any other member of the public like to speak? Yes, Mr. Burge.
Charles Burge, 4670 Links Village Drive. My background is from the New York City Department of Sanitation. I retired as the borough superintendent of Brooklyn. You need three things for my job: material in the street, catastrophe, equipment, and manpower. Similar to Steve's job. Infrastructure. You need equipment. You need people to know how to run the equipment. It's the most important thing. Like Barbara said, if there's a down tree in the middle of a road and you can't get down the road to save people in a house because of the catastrophe that's going on, it's a bad situation for all. I just talked to Steve. We got a brand new dump truck. I just asked him if the front end loader was big enough to load into that dump truck. He says, just quite about makes it. So these are things that happen. When you buy larger equipment, you need larger equipment to load the larger equipment. These are things that you have to look at. Front end loader is a very valuable piece of equipment because it has different kinds of buckets, clamshells, scissors, forklifts, attachments to it. One of the most valuable pieces of equipment that you could ever buy, besides the dump truck, besides the fire truck. You know, I always talk about safety all the time. Buy equipment for the manpower that save our lives, buy equipment for the people that support them. The Department of Sanitation was a support agency for the police and fire. Can't tell you how many times we put chains on police cars in the middle of a blizzard because they just didn't have the time and they couldn't do it in the street. So a coordinated effort between all agencies is paramount. The other thing, I have two other questions. The police boat. I see in the picture that it's made in South Africa. Is there no company in America that we could buy this police boat from? Second question about that. Can it be a lend-lease or a lease to buy like the other pieces of equipment that we are buying on that program? So those are my two questions about the police boat. And then when you get to the pilings of the walkover for Ponce Preserve, are they going to be wrapped with plastic, which stops part of the infestation of sea amoebas or whatever eats all the wood? So that's something that, I don't know if that is a thing that you're looking at, Mike, but that will help protect the wood and give it'll last longer, longevity. And then the final question here, what is least important to you or to me? The least important thing to me is special requests from entities outside of the town. You just told me you can't hire people because we're not paying them enough. You can't get a new truck or nothing because of the money, the squeeze. Requests from special entities for our funds, for their projects that don't benefit all the people in the town, is just a waste of money. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Burge. Is there anyone else who would like to speak today from the public? No? Okay.
I was going to say I can answer the question about the pilings. That is the plan, is to encase them. I believe it's in concrete, or maybe, Dan, you want to speak to that? I believe it's some sort of device that encases them in concrete.
Sure. The pilings that are undermined or compromised will be encased in concrete. They do a form around the piling, pour in concrete. The remaining pilings, unfortunately, there aren't many that are in good shape. We're going to look at if there's something we can do to help mitigate any future deterioration. And we're also planning on looking at Tim Oaks and the boat ramp, those pilings as well, to see what condition they're in, just in case. So, but yes, we are looking at trying to prevent any more deterioration.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mike, What more do you need from the council at this point in order to move forward with what everyone needs to do for the next meeting?
No, I think we're good. I mean, it's like I said, if you want to tell us something now that's important to you, we'll make sure it's in the budget. If there's something you really object to, we'll take it out. That's why we're here.
I would like a little information on Councilman White's suggestion for the reserve, an additional fund, if we could set up an additional fund. Would that require, I guess, an ordinance? Maybe a resolution?
Maybe not. You know, I'll check with finance
okay.
on that. You know, some of our funds are designated by ordinance or by resolution. Others are just created as part of the budget.
But
yeah. I mean, we can definitely do that. I don't know how much of this.
Yeah, we like the idea. Your timing was impeccable. So other than that, does anyone have anything else they wish to add or ask Mike at this time? Because this is the time as we're at this very beginning level. I think I'm speaking on behalf of the entire council when we say how appreciative we are with the presentation, with all the hard work. And, you know, the Essential Services Advisory Board has been an extraordinary help, I think, for all of us. So that has worked out well. Is there anything else you wish to add, Mike?
Hey, excuse me, Debbie, can you move it? I got one more slide here. Okay, so yeah, just wanted to go over next steps real quick. Our second budget workshop will be on the 16th, and 2 weeks in advance of that, our goal is to present you with a draft budget where you can see all of these items plus everything else. Then on July 18th, that's the council meeting where the council will set the proposed millage rate. And just as a reminder, that is the maximum millage rate. You can set it, from that point, you can't go any higher. You can always go lower. But so that's the practice is you set it high based on draft budget. And if you want to try to reduce it between then and September, we can do that. Then September 4th, that's our first hearing. That's the tentative millage rate. Not rage, sorry about that, and budget ordinance, first reading of that. Then the 19th, we have our second hearing, final millage rate, and adoption of the budget ordinance. And, of course, the new fiscal year starts October 1st.
Mike, thank you very much. Does anyone have any questions about anything? Okay. Then our meeting is adjourned at 3:07.
All right. Thank you all very, very much. We do have refreshments in the back if anyone is interested.